It's 20 to 7. Thanks for joining me this Sunday evening. Now, one issue that's going to pop up in conversations and news headlines this week is volunteering, because it is National Volunteer Week. There are 6 million people volunteering in Australia at the moment, but 86% of organisations involving volunteers say they need more. Now, the theme of National Volunteer Week this year is Give Happy, Live Happy. And they've polled volunteers. 95% say that volunteering is related to feelings of well-being and happiness. 131873, have you volunteered? Do you agree? Does it make you feel happier? I mean, we're always buying things, investing in schemes to make us happier, so wouldn't it be wonderful if donating your time is the solution? Well, one of the country's biggest and most essential volunteer organisations is the State Emergency Service, and joining us on the line to talk about volunteering is Phil Campbell from the New South Wales SES. Phil, thanks for your time this Sunday evening.
That's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, how many volunteers do you have on the books at the moment, and is that enough, or are you like the 86% of those volunteer-involving organisations which say they need more?
We've got around 40,000 nationally, and in my state here in New South Wales, we've got some 9,000 volunteers. Look, we are always after more volunteers, because you do get a throughput of volunteers. People come, they try out the SES or other emergency services and decide maybe it's not quite the right thing for them. Although we do have quite a few volunteers who stay with us for 10, 20, and recently we had a couple of volunteers who've just hit 50 and 60 years of service. Wow.
That's incredible. And, I mean, they're doing everything from assistance in natural disasters to rescues and road crashes and just extreme weather. Do you need particular skills to get involved?
Well, this is one of the things that we're looking at in the SES at the moment, because we do struggle some locations to get volunteers. And we've been doing some research to try and work out what we can do to improve the volunteer experience, what we can do also to make volunteering better for people who actually want to join us. And that includes making it easier to become a volunteer. So if you've got some of these skills already, maybe you're, for example, do some a journalist, wanted to become an SES media officer.
Is that a hint?
Or you're a teacher and you might want to become one of our community engagement coordinators. Now, you don't need necessarily, therefore, to have all those skills to go up on a roof or out in a flood boat. So we're looking at ways to make it easier for many of these people with great skills to come and join us in the SES. And, of course, we're really keen to make sure that once you become a volunteer, that you feel as though your contribution is valued, that you have a great time, you make great friends, and the SES is a place that you really want to stay with.
And you mentioned those professional volunteers like journalists and teachers. What's the time commitment involved in volunteering for the SES? Is it like reserves where it's 20 days a year, or is it more based on the natural disaster, for example?
Well, it's once again something that's really up to the individual, because some people have quite a lot of time to devote. They may see the SES, for example, as a great way to get skills if they're unemployed, and may give us quite a lot of time, or maybe self-employed and have a bit more time on their hands, or retired. Other people can really only afford a couple of hours a week. Now, we do train once a week, but we're looking at more flexible ways to train as well. But when there's a natural disaster, really people just give up what time they can. So some people say, all I can do is come after work and give you a couple of hours to help out. Other people might be able to give us 4 or 5 days in a row, which is fantastic. So we're flexible enough to be able to work around people's family and work and personal needs to make sure that they get that great feeling of contributing to the community in the case of a natural disaster, without actually making them feel like they have to do a commitment they really can't sustain.
Phil Campbell from the SES here, talking about National Volunteer Week, which starts tomorrow. Now, I have this theory that, you know, advances to technology, communications, travel, all of those sorts of things have really made us much more busier than, say, three generations ago. We travel more, life isn't as simple. And I think that unless you prioritise it, it's probably harder to find the time to volunteer. Has there been a kind of long-term change to the rate of volunteering?
Look, we still find that we've got numbers that are fairly stationary at around about that 9,000 mark, which is great. So we're not finding that we're losing significant numbers of volunteers. And we are looking at ways to take advantage of those changes in technology. For example, social media is a really important way for us in the SES to communicate with the community in disasters. So we're looking at the ability for some of our volunteers to do remote social media monitoring and posting, something they can do from their own home and just help us out when they can. But that means that they've got that ability to take advantage of technology to be much more flexible in the way in which they contribute and volunteer.
And just before I let you go, Wear Orange Wednesday coming up this week as part of National Volunteer Week, organised by the SES. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Wednesday is Wow Day, or Wear Orange Wednesday, as you say. It's just a chance for people to just wear a little thing that's orange, maybe a tie, some socks, a shirt, something that's orange that just shows that you value the contribution of the 40,000 SES volunteers nationally. So we're not asking for donations, but asking for anything more than just a simple thank you to your work colleagues, your family members or friends who may volunteer, or that stranger down the street who may be the one that pulls you out of that wrecked car or perhaps rescues you during a flood. So great chance to say thank you, and a very worthy cause of our volunteers doing so much to contribute to their community.
Phil, thanks for your time this Sunday evening, and thanks so much for your service through the SES as well.
Thank you.
That's Phil Campbell from the New South Wales SES there, filling us in on National Volunteer Week. If you want some more information on the SES, ses.nsw.gov.au. Now, 131873, if you volunteer, I mentioned that study earlier that said it makes people happier. Let me know. Do you feel happier after donating your time, and how do you fit it in?